You're listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee, here in the liberal land of long beards, lattes, and lutefisk. Since I'm the all-powerful announcer guy and have the power to do this, I'd like to share my thought of the day as we get into today's show. I got nothing. And now here are your hosts, Henry Hawes and Eric Olson.
Appreciate that, Greg. Well, normally you would be hearing the Matt McNeil show at this hour, but Matt is out of town, so the fellas are doing a two-hour show today. So you will hear me, Hunter Hawes, and Eric Nelson for the next 2 hours here from 3 to 5 on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Get your fix of the fellas on a Thursday. It's good to have you all here. Eric, it's good to have you here.
291-290-5042. Oh, sorry. I was just reciting pi to the millionth digit.
What did you? You were at 1 million?
Yeah, just at a million. I do it every day just to keep my memory sharp.
Well, it is, in fact, Pi Day, so your skill is of use today.
Oh, what a coincidence.
Yes. Happy Pi Day, everybody. Celebrate 3.1415926.
Yeah, I actually.
952-946-6205.
I know it about four digits out. Realistically.
Yeah, and I tried to get a friend, a mutual friend both of ours, to call in because he can recite like 30 or so digits. He's done it for years, but he chickened out. He was too afraid to call the show and do a live pie read.
And it's so easy to cheat at, too.
I know.
Even if you lost the skill.
Yeah, but Pi Day, there's some Pi Day sales going on, I saw. I don't remember any of the places, so that's not much use. But
I bought a pie yesterday at Cub Foods because I was like, why is this so cheap today?
Well,
I didn't
even
realize that it was.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of pie, so I might get some pie later. But happy Pi Day, everybody.
Yeah. Pie man or cake man?
I like both. But I guess a good piece of pie is better than a good piece of cake.
I would agree.
Yeah, pie special.
I'm not a big fan of frosting.
Yeah, I know. Frosting, it gets kind of gross when there's too much of it. And a good American pie. I'm an American boy. I like my pie.
I like my French silk.
Oh, you
big
traitor!
Frankoist.
I call it freedom silk.
Yeah.
Well, last night, former First Lady Michelle Obama was in town, and I was there at the XL Energy Center. I utilized our ability to get press passes, so thank you to Michelle Obama for letting me sit in on her conversation with Michelle Norris. Michelle Norris, she's a fellow broadcaster, but I got a story about Michelle Norris, actually. Her name is not Michelle, like she pronounces it. Her name is Michelle. Because my mom went to high school with her, and after high school, when she got into broadcasting, she started referring to herself as Michelle Norris. And why that was funny was because when she introduced Michelle Obama, the very first time she introduced her, she said Michelle Obama. I'm like, no, she actually did that. Because I made the joke to my mom. I'm like, I wonder if she's going to refer to her as Michelle Obama. And she did.
Nice.
But this was insane. It was the XL Energy Center, and it was sold out. There was people in every available seat. And I haven't really seen a political rally like that. This wasn't a rally. This was a book tour conversation, which to me makes it
Have you seen even, book tour conversations like that?
Yeah, even more mind-blowing. How many people came and saw? And this was a ticketed event where you had to purchase tickets, and some of them were fairly expensive.
Yeah, I saw the ticket prices, and they were up there.
Yeah, that made me a little upset when I first saw it. But man, they sold that out. But the event was nice. It started out with clips of the Obamas, like some from like their family history early on, and then some of the presidency. But it definitely hit those Obama nostalgia buttons in me. I haven't really thought much about the Obamas the past few years, other than like just making comparisons to what President Obama looked like compared to Trump and how they handled themselves, and just that distinct contrast between the two of them. I mean, really going from one way out there field of like integrity, a man of a statesman, to whatever you want to call what we have now, just a disaster. But yeah, so I had some Obama nostalgia there. But what was interesting is I didn't know how Michelle and Barack met. Do you know this story, Eric?
Yeah, surfing in Honolulu.
No, that's
what I thought.
That'd make a good story too. But Michelle worked for a law office, I believe in Chicago, and they were getting a new, like, hotshot young attorney from Harvard, and it was her job to train him. So she had all these perceptions of what she expected this guy, Barack Obama, to be. Thought he was going to be this huge nerd. He has this funny name. And then when they actually met, she was like, she described as like swept off her feet with his swag. Like, he came in with that voice. He was actually cool. The guy at the time, he didn't care about money. He just cared about doing good. And, she said she fell in love with him. But it was interesting that they worked together. I never knew that dynamic, that that's how they met. When she, it was interesting that it was at the XL Center, too, actually. I didn't know this either, that when they found out that Barack Obama was going to be the nominee for the Democratic Party in 2008, they were in the XL Center when they received that news. So that, I'm not sure what it was, because the DNC wasn't in Minnesota that year. Correct. I remember the Republicans came to Minnesota and did the RNC here, but I don't know what event they would be when they found out that he secured the nomination. But it happened. They were in the XL Center when that happened. Hmm. Look it up if you can find that. Yeah. But some of the interesting stories were the presidency and how just trying to keep their family life together during it, like, because their daughters, like, really did grow up in the White House. I mean, they were very young when it started, and they grew up into adults. And things like going to school events where it would completely embarrass both the daughters, because a 20-car motorcade would have to come every time to the school, and the motorcade would be yelling at the teachers and clearing out the roads, and they were just like, oh, Dad, never – come, this is so embarrassing. And it's just a lot of fun stories like that. But made me miss the Obamas. Another interesting thing she talked about was the dynamic between the two, and like seeking marriage counseling and other sorts of therapies that she was really open, apparently, about this in the book, which I haven't read, but she talked about it on stage too. And that's really big for a political figure to open up about these things, because so often these are used as attacks on character or shortcomings or whatever. But since the Obamas are so like idolized and relationship goals for people to be like Barack and Michelle, that they still have their conflicts, and hearing how she works on those constantly with him, very interesting. So that was a fun event, pleasure to attend. A lot of people, again. But if you were at the event, give me a call. Phone number 952-946-6205. I know there were a lot of you there. I saw some of you there. A couple people came up and introduced themselves. But give me your thoughts on the Michelle Obama book tour. Well, we'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about the new entry into the Democratic field. The primaries are going, and we got a new candidate who declared today. So we'll talk about that when we get back here on The Matt McNeil Show and the Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
You're listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. March is Auto Show Month at Rudy Luther. This means throughout the month, they'll have great auto show deals on all new Toyotas. My first Toyota love was the RAV4, and it's completely redesigned for 2019, and the new RAV4 Hybrid will be here soon. Remember, buy a new Toyota and get a $250 gift card, trade in a vehicle on a new Toyota and get another $250 gift card. That means a total of $500 in savings. Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley, and online at RudyLutherToyota.com.
I'm Rick Unger. You've heard the screamers, you've heard the shouters, the haters, the berators. Well, now it's time to listen to a real conversation, a rational conversation. Now it's time for the Rick Unger Show.
Listen to the Rick Unger Show every weekday from 5 to 7 p.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Stream at am950radio.com or search KTNF on the TuneIn app.
Hi, this is Laura, and I want to tell you about my family's favorite thing. It's our wood stove. We bought it about 14 years ago from Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. And see, the wood stove has actually paid for itself because we can keep the main area that we live in toasty warm with this great moist heat. But more important than saving money, it has actually improved our lives. Having a fire simplifies life. It provides comfort. It sort of takes the chill out of winter.
I'm Peter Solak. In 1977, I started Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, and I experienced the simple joy of warming myself by a fire. I also realized that the place and the way we embrace fire has evolved in a diversity of forms and styles. So at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, we have brought together the widest selection of our fireplace products and technical knowledge in the Twin Cities. Our mission is to use our knowledge to help you choose the design and function that is right for you and your home.
Visit Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces today and find the right fire for you.
Atheists Talk is the radio show for free-thinking Minnesotans. Listen on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock. Every Sunday, we bring you science, philosophy, politics, and plain old fun from an atheist's point of view. Visit our website at MinnesotaAtheists.org for more details. Tune in to Atheists Talk Radio Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock on KTNF AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's good radio without the good book.
Get out of the cold at Burger Mo's. Burger Monday Madness happens every Monday after 4 p.m., except on Excel event evenings, where you can order any burger with fries on the menu for just $6. Burger Mo's always offers fresh, never-frozen burger varieties, as well as delicious appetizers, soups, salads, and unburgers, dogs, paninis, shakes, desserts, two daily happy hours, and 60 beers on tap. Located at 242 West 7th Street in St. Paul with plenty of free parking and online at burgermo's.com.
Hey, Minnesota, it's Brad Friedman, your friendly investigative blogger, journalist, troublemaker, muckraker, and all-around swell fellow from the Bradcast. Heard every weeknight at 7 p.m. We'll be here soon, but don't worry, you're in good hands. Listening to Hunter and Eric on the Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
Yes, indeed. Hunter Hawes, Eric Nelson here with you on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Filling in for Matt McNeil today. He is out of town, and we got a slew of guest hosts that are filling in for the next couple of days. Also, program announcement. Tomorrow, during the Minnesota Progressive Repartee, we have a special edition that we are going to be doing on Fridays called It's Mueller Time, with host Richard Painter. And I'll be co-hosting along with Richard Painter tomorrow. So tune in to hear about the special counsel, Robert Mueller's special report, and what's all the updates going on. Will Trump be impeached? Get Richard Painter's perspective on all of these things, because a lot of stuff's going on with the Mueller report, and the House just voted today to make the report public, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But tune in tomorrow at 4 p.m. Hear Richard Painter hosting the Minnesota Progressive Repartee for It's Mueller Time. But today, the big presidential news is Beto O'Rourke did declare that he is running for president in 2020. And he's Beto is a rising star, you could say. He challenged Ted Cruz for the Senate seat in Texas and came within about 2% of actually knocking him off. He raised an ungodly amount of money to lose a race, actually, but for any race. I think it's the record for the most amount of money in any Senate race, and it was around $80 million. So what I like about Beto as a person, as a candidate, is him in Texas. I love the fact that he starts to make Texas in play, that he has the potential to make Texas a purple or blue state, because we're shifting in those in demographics that would reflect that in Texas anyways, and he is a candidate that can tip it over the top.
So since the demographics are shifting, do you think that it's Beto necessarily, or is he just emblematic of the shift that's occurring naturally?
I think the shift is occurring, but he's like a catalyst to speed up the process.
Okay.
And my point in saying this is that I wish the guy would stay in Texas, because in 2020, there's going to be a governor's seat up for a re-election and another Senate seat. So I just feel that he is so much more valuable in Texas and able to do good than entering this field of how many people do we have now? 15 or 16?
It's got to be more than a dozen.
Yeah, it's going to break however many. Or the Republicans, I believe, had 16 in 2016, and it's going to shatter that. And it's such a crowded field. I mean, and the guy is really young. He could run at a different time for president. And he, at this point, he's been a House member for a couple sessions. I'm not sure, two or three or something, in El Paso. But he's just coming off a major loss. I mean, he came close. He did better than anyone else could have for that seat. But he didn't win. So is running for president the logical next step? And I could see that maybe his reason behind this is continue to raise his profile as he's been in the spotlight, maybe be a vice president selection. But I personally would prefer if he would run for Senate or governor in Texas, because I just feel he's so much more valuable in that state, and it really gives us a chance. Because down ballot, Democrats did better in Texas during this midterm because of him at the top of the ticket than they had done in decades. This has been the most successful year down ballot for Democrats on the Texas ballot.
There's definitely a trickle-down effect to that $80 million spent on Beto O'Rourke.
Yeah, well, because a lot of people show up for either like a Senate race, a president race, a governor race, mm-hmm. and then they vote for the party just down ticket or majority down ticket for the other races because they reflect what the other candidates that they might not know much about, and that's how they make their decisions. So yeah. Having someone strong at the top of the ballot is incredibly important.
It was definitely the most high-profile congressional case or congressional candidacy that I can think of.
Yeah, it was definitely a nationwide campaign. I mean, when we were covering like midterm elections, like leading up to November here, I know I kept my eye close to that race because it was very interesting that Ted Cruz of all people might be knocked off, and I mean, he did a phenomenal job in that Senate race. He put in the legwork. I'm talking about Beto. He went and toured each of Texas individual counties, and there's like 200 of them. And he after he finished that tour, he did it again. So he put in the work. He raised his profile by doing hard work, by inspiring people. He was a very Obama-esque candidate. Tall, good-looking guy, well-spoken, energetic. He's got a little cool factor. He was he's a former punk rock band player, and he a skateboarder, and now a politician. So he was, as a person, he's a cool figure. But My view is that he is best suited to stay in Texas. He hasn't yet won one of those major offices besides the House. That's a major office, but that's a statewide election. But he has the potential to do it. So to win a statewide Texas election would be huge. I would love to see him stay there. But I want to hear what your thoughts are on Beto O'Rourke entering the 2020 field. Give us a call at 952-946-6205. Now, other news on the campaign trail is friend of the show, Andrew Yang. This is a report from...
Oh, yeah, he's the new meme candidate, right?
Yeah, the Yang Gang. But this is from the Daily Beast, and this is interesting. Presidential hopeful Andrew Yang is a hit with the alt-right. So, presidential hopeful and universal basic income enthusiast Andrew Yang is shaking up the Democratic field, at least among the extremely online. After collecting more than 65,000 individual donors following an appearance on fighting commentator Joe Rogan's show, he's nearly guaranteed himself a spot at the debate stage. Yang's meme-friendly campaign and promise to pay everyone in the country $1,000 a month forever if elected has collected a wide range of adherents. But Yang's run is also notable for how many adherents it's won among the racist alt-right. White nationalists like Richard Spencer, Faith Godley, and Nick Fuentes have all tweeted, seriously or not, about their support of Yang. So Richard Spencer, the kind of the face of the alt-right and the like white nationalist movement, tweeted in favor of Andrew Yang. He said, "Trumpism was the fantasy that America can be saved. Yangism is the awareness that it can't." So, and then this is a little interesting note. So the chatter on hard right Trumpist forums like 4chan, an analysis shows that Yang has been mentioned more than 17,000 times recently on 4chan, where the next most mentioned Democrat, that would be Bernie Sanders, was discussed less than 1,000 times. So seeing this, I didn't realize how sincere this like enthusiasm for Andrew Yang in the alt-right was.
Yeah, and I think this is speaking to one of my main concerns with the UBI.
Yeah,
you is that it's were a means this. To kind of throw away all other social programs mm-hmm. in favor of this one basic payment.
And I got frustrated. I heard Chapo Trap House talking about the same thing, and they were unfamiliar with Andrew Yang, so they were making a lot of assumptions about who he is and what he believes, and kind of painting him as that right-wing UBI kind of guy that you first pointed out to me, which when we talked to him, we cleared up some of that. He's not trying to take away any welfare programs. He's adding this $1,000 a month in addition to all welfare programs that we have and expand things like Medicare for All.
Yeah, I've looked at his website and looked at a lot of his policies. I don't know exactly how these things that he's proposing would work because it seems like they're very vulnerable to exploitation.
Mm-hmm.
But I still haven't heard him clarify on how he expects that to not just be taken over by increased rates.
And what I like about his campaign, though, is it is a vision. Like when you read through the things, these are like wide-ranging big ideas. And I do like approaching the future from that. I also personally don't believe that Andrew Yang is an enemy by any means.
I wouldn't say that either.
What is completely fascinating about this is how these alt-right, Trumpian, Pepe-posting people are now all about the Yang Gang. And they've all changed their icons on social media to Pepe's wearing Yang hats instead of the MAGA hats. And they're sincerely getting behind this guy because the big reason is that they championed for Donald Trump. And it hasn't improved their lives at all. So in their eyes, if the world is going to fail, we might as well get $1,000 a month and watch it burn. So this is, though, a big reason why I always say as soon as people can comprehend and see the benefits in their everyday life of progressive policies, that we will win over, like, rural area voters or people, working class people who currently hold conservative ideologies. As soon as they start seeing the benefits of how programs will change and transform their lives, how improved income, how access to health care, how Medicare for all, Social Security expansion, all these things, once they start directly affecting individuals, that they will get behind progressive ideas or start supporting it. It's like how the New Deal was so overwhelmingly popular was it affected people's lives. So it was during Roosevelt's run, he was widely popular across the whole country from both conservatives and liberals at the time. But easy to understand, easily digestible policy ideas like $1,000 a month getting even the furthest right-wing people on the internet to mm-hmm. back this guy because it's a simple thing to understand.
You don't even have to go back that far. You can look at things like Social Security, Medicare, yeah. things like that that exist today. If we proposed them today, they'd be outrageous leftist forms of government.
Mm-hmm. And at the same time, you could never take away those things now that they're enacted.
Yeah, because they're incredibly popular.
Mm-hmm. So there's some concern with why this is happening, like because the alt-right is no ally of ours. They're not friends. They're not the people you want to get behind your policies. But the lesson is that easily understandable progressive policies do win anywhere. And they've won in the furthest echo chambers of Trumpianism. So let's Eric, let's take a break and then we'll go to the calls. But we'll be right back on the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. This is Hunter Hawes and Eric Nelson filling in for Matt McNeil today. Give us a call at 952-946-6205. We'll be right back.
Hi, Minnesota. It's Tom Hartman, and you're listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
People love the warmth, charm, and great food at Milton's 36 and Douglas in Crystal. Tonight, try their Vittles, Vino, and Beer, a full slab of baby back ribs grilled over mesquite charcoal, juicy jerk chicken with Caribbean beans and rice, grilled plank salmon, and their famous shrimp and grits. Try a Milton's ribeye or the portobello mushroom and end your night with carrot cake, bananas foster, or rum cake. The perfect meal for a date or a casual get-together, that's Vittles, Vino, and Beer at Milton's 36 and Douglas in Crystal.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell.
Freddie, this generation of the baby boomers, people are living longer, so the baby boomers are taking care of elderly parents.
Let's talk about your health, and specifically, let's talk about Medicare. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, and even entertainment.
Catch New Beginnings with Freddie Bell, Saturdays at 11 on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Tap, taste, and treasure at Vinaigrette, where we have some warm seasonal recipes all ready to create dynamite meals. Our fig balsamic vinegar pairs perfectly with roasted Brussels sprouts or baked brie. And sweet potatoes are always a winner, but never more than when they're roasted with a drizzle of vinaigrette cinnamon or orange-fused extra virgin olive oil on top. Come in today for more custom-crafted food and cocktail recipes at Vinaigrette, 50th and Xerxes in Minneapolis and 287 Water Street in downtown Excelsior. Online at vinaigrettemn.com.
This is Chad, owner of AM950. I've been telling you about my friends at Snap Construction, who are arguably the most well-reviewed exterior construction company in the metro. Don't just take my word for it. Take a look at all their reviews online. Winter is the most cost-effective time of the year to complete your construction project. A majority of Minnesotans choose to have their work completed on their home in the summer when they should be enjoying the weather. As a result, the demand for labor in the summer is much higher. The most cost-effective way to improve or restore your home is in the winter due to the lower demand. Right now, Snap Construction is offering an additional 30% off of labor to the AM950 listeners on your next construction project. Call 612-333-SNAP and mention AM950 for an additional 30% off. As always, Snap Construction stands by their work with a lifetime craftsmanship warranty. Don't wait to get a free estimate by calling 612-333-SNAP or find them online at snapconstruction.com. Financing options available.
Hello, this is Andrew Yang, Democratic candidate for president, and you're listening to Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
The man himself introducing the show. This is Hunter Haas and Eric Nelson filling in for Matt McNeil today, and we will also be hosting 4 o'clock Minnesota Progressive Repartee. We got a two-hour repartee today, so it's good to be with you. Our phone number is 952-946-6205. We were just talking about Andrew Yang and universal basic income and this surprising amount of support coming from the alt-right for Yang and the Yang Gang. But let's go to the calls. Let's go to David in San Francisco who wants to talk about Andrew Yang. David, it's good to have you.
Oh, appreciate it. Yeah, I hadn't heard of Yang before, but I went to his website during the break there, and I looked at it in terms of, you remember we've been demanding a $15 an hour minimum wage for for at least 5 years that campaign has been running. And if you just do the math of, let's see, if there are slightly over 4 weeks in a month, at 40 hours a week, that'd be 160 hours, and I added 10 hours, so 170. So you divide $1,000 by 170 hours, and you're going to get $5.88 per hour.
Okay.
So if the value of our lives is a basic minimum wage without working, then it's still almost three times short of what the $15 an hour minimum wage would be.
Well, and to clarify, I mean, I've spoken with Andrew Yang, and this isn't to be a living wage. This is to supplement people with $1,000 a month, one, because it's feasible to accomplish that, and two, it's going to be, I mean, there's going to be a lot of resistance to getting any sort of universal basic income. So a more reasonable amount, like $1,000, he thought was the place to start from. But this is not to be a living wage. This is just to supplement people and help them survive.
Well, that's noble, and I don't disagree. But the point I'm trying to make in the big picture is there's hyperinflation. And if most of the politicians are in office right now or in their 60s, 70s, something like that, they have the concept of how much a quarter will buy or how much a dime is going to buy versus, I'm calling you from San Francisco, where maybe 6 months ago a hamburger was going for $12, now it's going for $17. And so hyperinflation is real out here in California, but in terms of medical care, in terms of cost of gasoline, in terms of the basic heat bills as well as air conditioning bills. You get down to Arizona in a hot summer, you might pay $1,000 a month just to pay your heat bill. Right now up in Minnesota, are you paying, you're getting a cold snap up there. $500-$600 a month is probably not that uncommon, right?
No, totally. I mean, that's what some of my heating bills have been this winter.
Sure. So, and that's being thrifty. You know, I remember 20 years ago when my wife used to turn it up to 80 in Colorado, you know, we'd had $600 bills. So, you know, I'm not going to talk about how much arguing I did in a period like that. But still, the point is hyperinflation. And when the politicians don't know the cost of living, and then they can be bought and sold like, you know, advertising, what do they call it, like the drag racers have the decals on them, you know, and all of the politicians are just selling the country out to the nearest, you know, corporate fast buck artist. it's obvious that the people are suffering because of they're not keeping up with the cost of living.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I think it's important. I'm glad that Andrew Yang is going to be on the debate stage. Just this week hit the 65,000 individual donations required to be on the stage, because at least we're talking about this idea. Like, at least we're thinking about the future. And the way he approaches it is the threat of automation. So talking about that now rather than being reactive when it's too late is important.
You know, it's interesting you raised the thing about automation. You know, I've paid a lot of attention to the NSA and, you know, the surveillance kind of scams. When you look at automation, apparently these companies, and, you know, Mother Jones just did an article about Facebook in one of the latest issues, and apparently not only Facebook, but a whole lot of Facebook's corporate partners, I guess you'd say, have been selling. They gather this data every time you get a pop-up ad or, you know, hits and all this sort of, you know, detailed searches and whatnot. They buy and sell data on you, and then they sell it to the NSA. And so our tax dollars are buying data on our own demise. So the, like they say with the computers, if it's free on the computer, then you're the bait. You're the product. Mm-hmm. And they're buying and selling data on us, and the taxpayers' tax dollars, top secret tax dollars, are going to buy in this data. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're paying for our own demise with this artificial intelligence. You know, every time these hits keep happening, you know, some corporate fat cat is getting you know, their what do you call it? Their sharehold price is being raised because the NSA is willing to buy that junk.
Yeah, well, thank you for the call, David. And yeah, I mean, we don't know what the future is going to look like. We can either have a future that looks like Star Trek, or we can have one that looks like Mad Max. But it's going to be based on the policies that we make today. All right, let's go to good friend of the show, Randy in Coon Rapids. Randy, it's always a pleasure to have you.
Hey, Hunter, I think my brain is more confused now than ever. I mean, I'm sitting here listening to you. That guy that's running, Martian has a better chance of winning than he does. And giving everybody $1,000 a year, or $1,000 a month, seems to be one of the most ludicrous things I've ever heard in my entire life. If people need more, see, the part of our problem, I think, is a lot of our programs that we have, and I think some of the programs should stay in play, but they need to be revised, because all of a sudden you don't qualify for this program because you make too much money, but you're like, well, no, I maybe make too much money for this program, but I don't make enough money to pay the rent and put food on the table.
You know what, so Randy, I actually agree with you. And what I liked about Gary Johnson's presidential run last time is that he talked about welfare programs, and the exact same thing that you're saying is that they incentivize you not to work because once you pass a threshold, that then you're taken off it and people then stop doing it. And he had a plan that would be like a gradual decrease of once you hit a certain amount of money, you would receive this much less welfare or whatever. And I thought that was brilliant, because I do see that all the time in my life. But I do think that these programs are incredibly important and essential to just the well-being of people. So these programs have to exist. But I do agree with you that there could be better ways of running them.
Yeah, I think they just need to be revised, because if somebody needs food, I don't think you're going to find too many conservatives that are going to say, oh, you don't want to feed them. I think there's the difference here is I don't want to enable you to sit on welfare and collect money and not do anything. I want you to feel good about yourself, go out and get a job, and as long as you're showing initiative and you get this job, which maybe doesn't make a whole lot of money, we should help you so we can put a little food on the table while you're working. And then as you're working, you're going to get better at it, and you're going to probably find maybe another job or a better job. And that's the whole progression of everything in society, is you continue to keep doing better, you get better, and all of a sudden your jobs start getting better. You start out on the bottom, working your way up, but sometimes I understand you need a little bit of help, because you got kids and you're trying to put food on the table and make it a minimum wage instead of raising minimum wage to $15 an hour. I would rather keep minimum wage down where I think it belongs to help the young kids out. This is what your starting salary is. And if you need more money, then here's a program we can help you and have an end game. So at this point, you should hopefully be doing very well, and you won't need this program anymore.
All right. Well, Randy, I agree with part of what you said, but the programs are incredibly important. Having a living wage is incredibly important. But I will give you that there are problems that when you incentivize people to stay at a certain threshold, that nobody wins in that. We want people to thrive and prosper, and we should rework some of these programs while expanding access to other programs. So I'm kind of with you there. let's continue with the calls. We got Jeff in Minneapolis who wants to talk about Beto O'Rourke. Jeff, it's good to have you.
Hi, thanks for having me on. I just want to make just a quick observation. I love it when Randy, our in-house ultra-conservative right-winger, calls in on a progressive show and tries to think he's going to change our opinions on what direction a progressive state should go.
But you know what I like? Welfare, you know what I like?
He never seems to be worried about that. It's amazing to me that that's something that the right-wingers never seem to be upset about, the billions of dollars that taxpayers give corporations and really get nothing in return. I just wanted to make that as just a quick observation on some of the nonsense that Randy spews on your show. But I did listen to Candidate O'Rourke, and I was quite impressed with him. I think he reminds me a lot of Obama. I love his energy and enthusiasm he has. I don't entirely agree with everything that he says, but I'm in my mid-50s. I do work with the younger generation, and I'm really excited about the 2020 upcoming election. I think it's going to be a tidal wave of progressive thought, and extremely excited. I think just hearing the chatter from the young folks I work with, they're extremely excited about new ideas, getting out of this hatred, this divided nation that we're in, thanks to the right-wing Republicans. And I just wanted to get your opinion on that.
On what exactly? On the youth and enthusiasm?
Just the pulse of the young people. If you've talked to very many young people, and if this is going to be like when Obama ran for president and we had lineups of first-time young voters coming up in 2020 with these new candidates that are lining up to run.
Yes, and Jeff, thanks for the call. I absolutely that this is going to be an election where the enthusiasm of young people drives it. We're going to see probably record turnouts for that. And this is going to be a presidential election where millennials actually outnumber baby boomers in potential voters. So the young are going to have a lot of say. It's keeping them inspired. That's what's important, because young people are engaged at this point like none other in the past, just because of how media has changed and how politics has become such a big part of entertainment.
Yeah, and I don't think we can dismiss the fact that a lot of young people were the reason why Donald Trump got elected. There's not a uniform young group that will vote for all one candidate. A lot of them will take advantage of technology, memes, ways to communicate through social media.
Mm-hmm.
And the result might not be the best.
Yeah, that's a point. But the numbers are that young people are overwhelmingly progressive compared. It's like 70 to 30 or something.
Yeah,
general.
I've never seen numbers that high. But yeah, generally they lean left.
Yeah. But to the other point you were making, you got to see what we just got from Randy as a win. Randy just said that welfare was good. So we can go back. Find that clip where he says something along the lines of, well, these programs should exist, and that could be a bumper for the show. But that conversation was a win, even though he went off into Randy land a bit. But Randy likes welfare.
I think his intentions are good.
Randy has good intentions. Randy, we love when you call. It's always a pleasure, like I said, to have you. The callers sometimes get mad at you, but I enjoy having you on. But Eric, let's take a break and we'll continue taking your calls on this progressive repartee edition of the Matt McNeil Show today. Give us a call at 952-946-6205. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Matt McNeil, and you're listening to Doug, Brian, and Harold. Love those guys. I love those guys. It's the Minnesota Progressive Rev Dab 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 right here on AM 950.
Parade of Homes.
Find your place in a community you'll love. Tour more than 400 new homes on the Parade of Homes, going on now. Free guidebooks at holiday and paradeofhomes.org. Sponsored by U.S. Bank.
I'm Nick Slavik, proprietor of the Nick Slavik Painting and Restoration Company. I speak nationally and internationally on the subjects of entrepreneurship, trades reform, apprenticeship, craftsmanship, and coding science. I've created a rigorous apprenticeship program where I find, train, inspire, and mentor young people in my craft. The result is an ultra-professional crew of craftspeople that cares about their work and your project. We're not like other contractors. Visit NICKSLAVIK.com. That's NickSlavik.com to learn more.
Supporting the best local and independently owned restaurants in the Twin Cities has never been easier. You'll find an expansive list of local dining options at eatlocalminnesota.com, from classic American comfort food to authentic flavors from around the world.
Experience cozy fireside dining at the Downtowner Woodfire Grill in St. Paul, specializing in fresh seafood, fire-roasted meats, and pizzas, all cooked over an oak-burning fire, and salads and sandwiches, too. Join them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week, located at 253 West 7th Street with plenty of free parking, or online at downtownerwoodfire.com. Burger Mo's is the perfect neighborhood gathering spot before and after Excel Center events or anytime, offering 20 fresh, never-frozen burger varieties, more than 60 beers on tap, and happy hours twice daily. Burger Mo's is located at 242 West 7th Street in St. Paul with plenty of free parking and online at burgermo's.com.
I'm Steve Conklin.
And I'm Jake DeRoff.
We're the hosts of the Mortgage Talk Show, Sundays at 12:30.
Every week we bring you insights on home financing, discussing rates, programs, local and national news.
Whether you're buying your first home or your 100th home, we have tips and inside information to save you money and feel like a mortgage master.
Check us out for more information and email us any questions at mortgagetalkshow.com.
Tune in to the Mortgage Talk Show every Sunday at 12:30 on AM 950.
Right now at Kohl's, shop hundreds of epic deals. No coupons needed. Plus, get Kohl's cash. Women's tees, $6.99. Young men's graphic tees, 2 for $16. Jumping Beans tops and bottoms, starting at $5. Nike and Adidas shoes, $49.99. The Power Air Fryer XL, $99.99. The Big One bath towel or pillow, 3 for $10. It's not your everyday sale. Right now at Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Join over 300,000 Minnesota families by choosing Warner Stelling to be your appliance specialists. Our customers have helped us be very good at selling, installing, and servicing appliances. We work hard to earn your business. Choose Warner Stelling to be your appliance specialist.
Hi there. This is Alan Miller speaking, the local and studio curmudgeon. You're listening to, and wisely so, Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
And if you're a fan of Alan Miller, he will be hosting the Matt McNeil Show one of these days coming up. I'm not sure which one exactly, but tune in. Catch Alan, the studio curmudgeon. But this is Hunter Hawes and Eric Nelson filling in for Matt McNeil today, and we'll also be hosting the next hour, the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. We're taking calls. Phone number is 952-946-6205. Let's go to a good friend of the show, Gary in Minneapolis. Gary, always a pleasure to have you.
That last caller, I think we should listen to the young people, what he was saying. And I think a new face, good chance somebody not in Washington, because Washington is so negative that people are about Washington now. Anybody, and then... what I like about the young people is they're so diverse, and they're not, they don't fall for all this Republican scapegoating, whether it's race or religion or ethnic or anything. They've been doing that for years. I'm so tired of this, what they call the culture war. Mm. And the young people gave us Obama, and then when I was young, I was so inspired by John Kennedy. I heard him speak, yeah. And I wasn't used to his Irish accent. It was really inspiring. I never forgot it. So I think we should watch for that, and then there's another guy in Texas. I think he's more conservative, maybe. I'm not sure of his politics. He's Mexican-American. Castro.
Yeah.
A new face that people don't know because somebody's been around a long time like Biden. I don't think he'll go over. That was the same with Hillary.
Yeah, and thank you for the call, Gary. Biden is going to have a lot of trouble with young people because he has consistently said degrading things about millennials as a generation, and he has done this repeatedly. And
you think? I see him taking advantage of the nostalgia, like you were talking about,
well,
the Obama candidacy.
He does that, but he has blatantly said things that are against our generation. Like, I'll pull it up for the next hour, but
my criticism of him is more that he's just said, you know, socialized medicine is not a possibility.
Oh, absolutely.
All these things that we're campaigning on are not possible.
My point is that Biden will probably have trouble with young people because of direct things that he has said about us. Yes.
I feel like most people of our generation kind of agree with any criticisms of ourselves. I certainly do.
Yeah. Well, me and you differ there. But I see your point. Before we go, the House voted 420-0 to make the Mueller report public. So both sides of the aisle teamed up voting 420-0 to make Mueller's report a potential ties between Donald Trump's campaign and election, Russian election interference available to Congress and the public. 8 members of Congress didn't vote and 4 Republicans voted present instead of no. But the House passed this. It'll still have to go to the Senate and the president, but 420-0 is pretty overwhelming that they want this to come out. But this has been Matt's show. Tune in next hour. More of the fellas, Hunter Haas, Eric Nelson on the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. But we'll be right back in about 8 minutes.
This is Gary from Minneapolis on the Repartee, Minnesota's progressive grassroots station fighting the privileged few.
If you're someone that counts on AM 950 to bring you the latest in progressive politics, news, and talk, remember, we can't do it alone. Support our many great advertisers and let them know you heard about their business on AM 950. If you don't know who to talk to, simply write AM 950 on your receipt. AM 950 is supported by small, local businesses, so you're not only helping us and those businesses, but our local economy as well. For a complete list of our sponsors, log on to am950radio.com.
The Downtowner Woodfire Grill in St. Paul is the perfect choice for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Offering daily fresh seafood specials, fire-roasted meats, exquisite pizza, and half-price bottles of wine on Mondays and Tuesdays, except on Xcel Energy event nights. Once you experience their cozy fireside dining, extensive wine list, and bar, you'll be back for more. Gift certificates and private dining room for parties available. Located at 253 West 7th Street with plenty of free parking or online at downtownerwoodfire.com.
The Tom Hartman Show. Now, that's Smart Radio, AM 950, KTNF, St. Louis Park, Minneapolis, St. Paul, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Boeing cuts building. Weather blasts millions. I'm Mike Moss. Boeing is pausing manufacturing of more 737 MAX jets while the planes are grounded after 2 crashes. Boeing has been producing more than 50 of the planes each month. Today, French authorities began reviewing the black boxes from the Ethiopian Airlines crash on Sunday. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer is applauding the 12 Republicans who voted with Democrats today to overturn the president's border emergency declaration.
Republicans, out of courage, out of principle, and maybe out of exasperation, are beginning to constrain the president when he goes too far.
After a 420-0 vote in the House to urge the Justice Department to make the Mueller-Russia report available to Congress and the public when it's completed, Correspondent Manu Raju reports the proposal has hit a Senate roadblock.
Lindsey Graham, the Senate Judiciary Committee chairman, objected, blocked that from moving forward because Lindsey Graham wanted that measure amended so they could call for a second special counsel to investigate what he believes were FBI abuses during the Clinton investigation and the Russia investigation.
When is the last time you heard a weather system described as a bomb? Here's correspondent Jan Johnson.
What's being called a bomb cyclone has put more than 100 million people under some sort of storm alert. After whipping up blizzard conditions in Colorado, the storm unleashed dangerous floods in Iowa, Illinois, and Missouri. Winds are also a huge problem, causing widespread power outages. And the National Weather Service says a twister just missed its office in West Paducah, Kentucky.
Two rockets from Gaza fired into Tel Aviv. At least one of the rockets was intercepted. No reports of injuries. Hallmark and two other companies have ended relationships with actress Lori Loughlin after she was charged in this week's college admissions scandal. The Dow up 7. I'm Mike Moss.
Oh, wow!
It can't be.
Oh, yes, yes, yes!
Oh, where have you been? If you snore, the first time you use Mute can be quite an experience.
I can breathe! I can breathe!
Snoring can happen when your nose is blocked, forcing you to breathe through your mouth. Mute is a comfortable nasal breathing device designed to increase airflow through the nose by gently opening the airways. Thanks to Mute, you get all the air you need through your nose and not your mouth, which means less snoring and more chance of sleep.
Oh, that's the best night I've had in years.
In trials, 75% of couples reported a reduction in snoring when using Mute. Available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid and other fine stores. To find your local store or for more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more, snore less, sleep better.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-647-1579. 1-800-647-1579. That's 1-800-647-1579.
Food nourishes us. We need food to live. But how are we nourishing the food system? Well, actually, we're throwing a bunch of chemicals and we're making the dirt dead, and then we're adding nitrates to the water and we're causing dead zones in the ocean. Oh, and we're also causing climate change. We do that with every bite we eat. But we can create something different. We can switch to a regenerative system. And that's what we talk about every week on Food Freedom Radio. So tune to Food Freedom Radio Saturdays at 8 a.m. or anytime via podcast. Food Freedom Radio on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
It's March, there's basketball, but the real madness is putting up with dirty, nasty carpeting. Time to call in your cleaning heroes at Zero Res. Get three rooms of carpeting cleaned for just $129. Call 952-ZERO-RES. That's 952-ZERO-RES. Or go to ZeroResMinnesota.com. That's ZeroResMinnesota.com. Don't forget to ask for the AM950 special. Zero Res. Spell it backward or forward, it spells the same. Zero Res.
Hi, I'm Dr. Scott Chambaud from Chambaud Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, get-you-out-of-pain-now dental office. We always offer a free exam and x-rays for new patients because we believe you shouldn't have to pay to find out what's wrong with your teeth. Call today. We're open early and late and Saturdays to fit your schedule. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get. Call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH or visit fixmyteeth.us.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Hunter Haas. Today, rain and thunderstorms likely, high around 41. Tonight, rain, cloudy with a low around 25, and Friday, partly sunny with a high near 32.
Don't miss the Home Improvement and Design Expo this Sunday only at the Ames Arena in Lakeville, featuring up to 150 home improvement companies, giveaways, and more. It's the Home Improvement and Design Expo this Sunday in Lakeville. See it all at expoguys.com. That's expoguys.com.
Hi, this is Chad Larson, owner of AM 950. You are listening to Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
Yeah, welcome to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee and entering the usual 4 o'clock hour. This is Hunter Haas and Eric Nelson here with you today for your Fix of the Fellas on a Thursday. We're taking calls at 952-946-6205. But to start things off, it looks like we got something exciting. Let's go to Paul in San Francisco. Paul? Well, it was going to be exciting. And the bit just came right to me, but Paul, give us a call back. But good to be here again. Thanks for tuning in during Matt McNeil's 3 o'clock hour, filled in for him. Matt will be gone the next couple of days and having guest hosts fill in. So don't worry, Matt hasn't gone anywhere. We still got Matt McNeil on the air. He's just absent for a couple of days. But we're here with you. We've been talking about Andrew Yang being a hit with the alt-right. We've been talking about the Mueller report. We've been talking about Beto O'Rourke announcing his presidential candidacy. And we're going to get into some local Minnesota issues, but it looks like we got Paul in San Francisco back on the line. Paul, what do you got for us?
Well, I'm running for president. And my main issue is the need to build fourplex houses with 100 solar panels. I'm working in a town called Paradise, California, which you may have heard about, burned down. About 80% of the housing and buildings burned down. So I'm building one single fourplex house, hoping that because I do this as an example, that the other people who are thinking of rebuilding will build fourplex houses. Because if you build a fourplex house with 100 solar panels, you create a house that it lowers the cost of housing because it no longer needs oil or gas or propane. And it also creates a lot of housing instantly. So instead of rebuilding as a single family house on a lot, you build 4 units. And so you've created housing. And this, of course, creates jobs. But the main thing it does is it will create a solar economy. Massachusetts has passed a law that requires anybody who builds one of these houses be paid, I think, 33 cents a kilowatt hour for harvesting solar energy and feeding it onto the grid because they're trying to encourage a solar economy. Maine is passing the same law. The first country to pass this law was Germany in 1991. They required the utilities to pay 99 cents a kilowatt hour, which created a massive movement for building these fourplex houses across Germany. Consequently, Germany started shutting down all their nukes. Germany will shut down the last nuke in 2022 on Earth Day. And I was over there, 7 years ago.
Paul, let me ask you, how long have you been running for president? Is this a new announcement or have you been campaigning?
No, I've been mainly building solar houses, but I decided, I've talked to about 100 people over the last couple months now, and so I'm filing the papers this week, maybe Monday. I've been talking to people a long time. I ran for the school board in the last election, and I got such great results that I thought just running on the campaign of adding 1,000 solar panels to each school, it created a lot of interest in the idea. And so I didn't win, but I thought, okay, I got so many supporters that I thought, okay, I'm going to do this again. And I'm going to do like Dennis Kucinich did. What he did is he ran for president when he did, and he also ran for the state senate at the same time. So I'm running for president in 2020, and I'm also running for the school board in 2020.
Those are two very different offices.
Yes, but I'm trying to encourage more young people to run for school board. The youngest school board member ever elected in the history of the United States was a guy named Michael Moore, the filmmaker, who was elected at age 18. So I'm trying to encourage young people to start at the school board level in order to motivate more young people to do more than just protest, actually get involved in the government, take over the government. We can change the government if we start from the grassroots level and get more people who are willing to build solar-powered houses. I really think that we can. Germany is now the greenest nation on earth because they've done this massive building of solar-powered houses all across.
All right, Paul. Well, best of luck with the campaign. Keep us informed.
Running that Rocky De La Fuente technique where you run for every office.
President and school board. Two different offices, one campaign. Very interesting. Thanks for the call, Paul. Best of luck to you. And I'm with you. I really think...
it's not a bad strategy to get your message out.
No, absolutely not. And his message was good. And that's one of the key components of the Green New Deal. I wanted him to flesh it out because he was saying good things. Just an interesting approach to how he's going to get that done. Let's go to Brad in Robbinsdale. Oh, who wants to talk about my favorite topic, St. Patrick's Day. Brad.
Okay, well, first of all, I want to be clear. I am not running for president, but on the eve of St. Patrick's Day, many young men and women, too, engage in dangerous and rowdy behavior. They believe they're invulnerable, and many claim to be descended from Irish kings. Well, my advice is stay safe, stay sane, don't overindulge, and assume there is a white mare in the woodpile.
Well, thanks for the call, Brad. I, myself, come from a family that's 100% Irish. My grandma was 100% Irish, so I got close to 50% Irish blood in me. And I'm excited for St. Patrick's Day. It's always a big day for me. But I no longer drink alcohol, so I'll heed your advice. I'll have fun. Safeway, Brad. Thanks for the call. If you are running for president or school board, give us a call at 952-946-6205. Tell us your campaign strategies. We got people announcing their candidacy today. But let's go to the news. So around the country, restoring felon voting rights is often a bipartisan issue, but not here in Minnesota. Few issues facing the 2019 Minnesota legislature do a better job of highlighting the political and philosophical differences between the DFL and the Republicans than restore the vote. The push to allow those convicted of felonies the right to vote once they are no longer incarcerated. So DFL leaders in several key constituency groups have made it central to a social and racial justice agenda. A bill in the Minnesota House, it's House File 40, would draw a clear line between which people convicted of felonies could vote and which could not. If you're in prison or jail, you wouldn't be able to vote. But if you're released, even if you're still under state supervision, you would be able to vote. So at a press conference today, St. Paul Mayor Melvin Carter said that there was no defensible reason to deny voting rights to those who have served their prison sentences. These are people we say are fit to sit on a city bus with our grandparents, who are fit to walk in our neighborhoods, who are fit to be in the grocery store next to our children, but who are saying unfit to vote. Carter said it is arbitrary. There is no good reason to say our communities are better off. Now, the issue is on the move in the DFL-controlled House, not so, though, in that GOP Senate. The House is expected to pass HF 40 along with a measure to restrict overly long probation periods, which I applaud them on that, that could help thousands of felons, even if the vote restoration bill doesn't. The Senate, though, they're unlikely to hear either of these. This is a very important issue. It really goes along with what Steve Simon, the Secretary of State, is trying to do with the state and make voting as accessible, as open as it can be here in Minnesota to have a healthy, thriving democracy like we do with the highest voter turnouts in the country.
And it, even though it's the highest, it's also consistently ranked one of the worst for racial disparity.
People of color
in terms of income are consistently ranked the largest disparity in terms of income between white people and people of color.
Yeah. Well, certainly having this barring felons from voting is a big reason for that. But a big proponent of this bill is Representative Raymond Dean, who ran for mayor of Minneapolis in 2016. He did a phenomenal job. He would have made a great mayor. But he actually was a convicted felon and was given a second chance because the governor pardoned him for a drug charge. So he has been the one spearheading this movement for a long time. So what's frustrating is that it won't even get a hearing in the Senate because the Republicans control it, that I believe if it could get to the Senate floor, we could pass it. We could convince one Republican because we would have a solidarity on the DFL to voting in favor of this. But the fact that they will not even hear it is what's going to crush this. And it's frustrating. We're going to have to punt until 2020 again. Fortunately, my forecast is that Democrats will certainly take back the Senate in 2020. I mean, we're going to have to get out there and work for it. But things are looking good. We're going to have an extremely high voter turnout. Because of some other initiatives that Steve Simon has been working on, our voter turnout is going to be even higher in 2020 than it was in 2018, which was record-breaking across the country. CD3 here in Minnesota was the highest voter turnout in the country of any congressional district. So it's going to be overwhelming. But this is another reason why actually controlling the legislative chamber is so important, because they're able to cast aside and put things off till another time. We saw this happen last year with the opioid bill. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like they're going to be able to get away with it because of the public support for it. But even that has trouble with a GOP-controlled Minnesota State Senate. All right, let's take a break, and then we'll get to your calls. So if you're announcing your presidential run, give me a call at 952-946-6205. Tell me the combination of offices you're running for. President, school board, maybe state senate, maybe treasurer of your AA meeting. But we're going to take a break. We'll be right back on the Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
Hi, Minnesota. This is David Pakman, and you're listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee with Doug, Brett, and Hunter on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Tom Hartman here, letting you know how you can go solar with All Energy Solar, even way up north in Minnesota. Lots of people ask them, isn't Minnesota too cloudy for solar? No. The truth? For one thing, Minneapolis gets nearly as much sun each year as Houston, Texas. But it isn't just about how much sun you get. It's also about having access to great local incentive programs that make solar affordable. Learn what your options are to save with solar and visit allenergysolar.com today.
Hi, this is Ken Hagland, host of Living Healthy and Aging Well, inviting you to listen to our new show airing on Saturdays from noon to one, where we talk about your health and your life and provide insights to living and aging well. Each week, we provide answers to important questions regarding health care, elder care, end-of-life care, and caregiver support to help you and your loved ones plan for the future and enjoy your highest quality of life today. Please join us every Saturday from noon to one for Living Healthy and Aging Well.
This is Chad, owner of AM950. I've been telling you about my friends at Snap Construction, who are arguably the most well-reviewed exterior construction company in the metro. Don't just take my word for it. Take a look at all their reviews online. Winter is the most cost-effective time of the year to complete your construction project. A majority of Minnesotans choose to have their work completed on their home in the summer when they should be enjoying the weather. As a result, the demand for labor in the summer is much higher. The most cost-effective way to improve or restore your home is in the winter due to the lower demand. Right now, Snap Construction is offering an additional 30% off of labor to the AM950 listeners on your next construction project. Call 612-333-SNAP and mention AM950 for an additional 30% off. As always, Snap Construction stands by their work with a lifetime craftsmanship warranty. Don't wait to get a free estimate by calling 612-333-SNAP or find them online at snapconstruction.com. Financing options available.
Habitation Furnishing and Design is simply the best furniture design studio in the Twin Cities. What is a furniture design studio? It's a place where you'll find professional interior designers who are there to help you select the perfect furniture, a single sofa or an entire home. Our designers love making spaces exceptional. When you're shopping for furniture, it makes sense to talk to a professional. Habitation Furnishing and Design, 4317 Excelsior Boulevard in St. Louis Park.
Moe's Tax Service on Ford Parkway in St. Paul has been preparing tax returns since 1971. They're one of the most successful independently owned tax services in the country with a diverse team of highly trained and screened tax preparation experts. Tax laws and forms are always changing, and you need someone who is a dedicated tax preparation professional. Visit www.moestax.com. That's M-O-H-S-Tax.com. Or give them a call, 612-721-2026. Moe's Tax Service. They work for you. Not the IRS.
Hi, this is Paul Metza from the Wall of Power Radio Hour. You are listening to my buddies Hunter, Doug, and Brett on Minnesota Progressive Repartee, broadcasting on AM 950 in the heart of Eden Prairie, which is neither Eden nor Prairie.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, Hunter Haas and Eric Nelson. Your chance to get a fix of the fellas on a Thursday.
Yeah, you know, we aren't recording out of a prairie. It's really more of a swamp.
It's a total swamp. This station is on a literal swamp, and it's going to be a bit scary when the snow starts melting.
Must be comfortable for your Irish heritage.
Yeah, that's why I love being on the swamp. That's why I didn't vote for Trump. I didn't want him to drain the swamp. We're taking calls. Phone number is 952-946-6205. Give us a call with anything we want to talk about. We've been talking about Andrew Yang and the alt-right supporting him. We've been talking about the Mueller report and the overwhelming House response in releasing the Mueller report as public when it comes out. We're talking about felon restoring voting rights. And we've had a presidential announcement over air to start things off for this 4 o'clock hour. So Paul in San Francisco is running for president and school board. He's got a good platform, though. I certainly give him that. But let's go to Steve in Minneapolis. Steve, it's a pleasure to have you on the Repartee.
Hey, buddy. Nice to see you guys at the Blue State. That was fun.
Oh, yeah, so much fun.
And I'm not running for anything. I'm just a lowly precinct chair down here.
Oh, well, that's good for you, though. That's a good thing.
Yeah, thanks. Here's the thing. Where Paul lives, his idea makes perfect sense because you can get anywhere there on public transportation. Here, you almost always have to have a car. And these fourplexes don't allow for off-street parking, which, you know, we don't have enough room for the cars we already got. It's a mess.
Yeah.
So, you know, hopefully someday we'll be able to do that, but ain't happening now.
All right. Yeah, thanks for the call, Steve. And Steve was referring to our first caller, Paul from San Francisco, who declared his presidential campaign over the air here.
Yeah, although we deal with a lot of difficult-to-solve situations on this radio station politically, but I think that one has a pretty easy solution to it.
What?
Build a small parking lot or a driveway.
What's frustrating, though, is he brought up public transportation. And I remember when I was a child, before Jesse Ventura was governor, like kind of around that era, and the plans that they had for light rail at that time, and they couldn't get it passed, as the Republicans at the time, of course, opposing any sort of light rail. Well, we ended up building that, but 15, 20 years later, the cost just went up. The development was much more difficult to get that in place. And it's like we could have been 20 years ahead on this, but we choose to drag our feet And it continues to happen with just stalling on these projects that are an inevitability here. I mean, we're a major metropolitan area. I looked up broadcasting numbers. Minnesota is the 13th biggest broadcasting metro area. So that gives a little perspective of how big we are and how we're not going to go away as an urban core, and the need for public transportation and reliable trains and other sorts. I hear his point because that's frustrated me for years.
Yeah, you can make do with the public transportation, like the buses up to the suburbs, but it is a struggle.
And I'm someone who grew up my adult life mostly on the East Coast. I lived in Boston and New York City, where I didn't even own a car for the 7 years I was out there. And it was, frankly, easier to get around. It was the way of life was more convenient that way. And I mean, I really miss that. And in Minnesota, he's right. It's kind of impossible because we have this huge suburban sprawl because of central planning decades ago and the choices we've made. But then we have no sort of adequate public transportation in these suburban areas.
Even Minneapolis itself is pretty sprawled out.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of density to it.
Minneapolis, too, there's a few places where the train is conveniently accessible, but there's many places that you would just be in a dark area when it comes to public transportation. I mean, you can get on a bus, but still, even then, you have to walk several blocks in these blistering polar vortex level winters here that it's just not up to adequate yet. Frustrating. But change things up. Freshman Congresswoman Ilhan Omar is championing one of the boldest climate policies in America. The Minnesota representative grew up in Somalia before immigrating to the United States as a refugee, so she was able to see firsthand the consequences of drought and make deep connections between climate change and all aspects of human society. Omar says, "I am one who is urging my colleagues to really take this opportunity to not just issue resolutions and talking points, but for us to actually put a real bill on the table and allow us to have a real conversation on the issue." But Omar is not the only environmental influencer in her family. Now, I love this story. Her daughter, Ursa, she's 16 years old, is one of the three youth leaders planning the U.S. component of Friday's International Youth Climate Strike, in which young people will walk out of class in order to call for urgent climate actions. And Ilhan just recently tweeted, "Proud mom here. I hope other members of Congress will join me in this strike. We need to listen to the wisdom of our kids." So this is phenomenal. This is a big national effort, actually, this youth climate strike. And Ursa, Ilhan Omar's daughter, is one of the three organizers. And Ursa's actually yesterday was on her way to Washington, D.C. for this strike. I'm trying to get Ursa on the program. I've reached out, but she is busy right now organizing that. So hopefully we will be able to speak to Ilhan Omar's daughter and her experience in organizing this youth climate strike that's taking place tomorrow on Friday. Props to her. It's amazing what she's doing, and that's not the only thing she's involved in. So I really hope to get her on the program. I reached out yesterday, but she's super busy with all this. So hope to be speaking with her soon. I love kids that crush it. I also want to bring up that Jaquan Faulkner. We spoke with him in the summer. Phenomenal things have happened to him since we spoke with him. He got to meet his idol, the guy on Shark Tank who started FUBU. He got to meet with him. He got a bunch of training courses and lessons on a laptop for him to grow Jaquan Faulkner's old-fashioned hot dog stand, and it will be opening up as soon as it gets warm again. So I'll be out there getting a hot dog from Jaquan. But let's go to Julie in Minneapolis, who wants to go back to the Andrew Yang and universal basic income. Julie, it's good to have you.
Hi, Hunter. I really don't have any opinions, yay or nay, about the minimum basic income, Yang proposes, but I do have questions. And I wonder if he is scheduled to come on and talk about the specifics of the plan. Like, if somebody gets, just if everybody gets $1,000 or $1,200 a month, I mean, there by necessity, there have to be some requirements.
I believe that that's what he means by universal, is that it's available to everyone, carte blanche.
Yes, it is available to every American.
I don't mean the everyone, every American part. I mean, like, what's the utility in comparing this income for every American versus paying, taking the same amount of money and paying for universal health care or food subsidies or housing subsidies?
I did speak with Andrew Yang and I asked him about this, and he has no plan to take away any of the support programs or welfare programs that we currently have, and in fact expand them in addition to this $1,000 a month, which he calls the freedom dividend to all Americans. So he is for Medicare for all and, I mean, other subsidies like that. And I'm not going to articulate his exact plan because I mean, I'm not endorsing Andrew Yang, but it is available on his website, and he does have a plan to implement this. So the $1,000, though, doesn't take away from any other potential programs. I just wanted to clarify.
Okay, so does he see it as a replacement for jobs that are going
Absolutely
away?
Not. No, this is a supplement for people. Just because wages have been stagnant for so long, and the threat of automation and the replacement of jobs is that we're going to soon be in America where that driverless cars exist. And the number one job in America involves driving, whether it's truck driving, taxi cabs. That's the number one employment in America. So if you take that away because of automation and driverless cars, a lot of people lose their job. So the idea of the $1,000 a month is to be able to give people something where they can still exist and survive while we go through this transformation.
Okay, and then there is there something on the other side after the transformation? Is there something we can all grab onto?
I'm going to have to let you go, Julie. I can't answer that because I am not Andrew Yang. I don't know what his vision is post. I just know that his policy idea right now is $1,000 a month for every American because of the threats of automation that will be occurring in the country. We're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we're going to hear with from my co-host, Doug Padgett, who is in Washington, D.C. right now doing a lot of exciting things. So we'll be right back on the Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
This is Jennifer Ogren, account executive at AM 950, and you're listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee?
This is Heartbeat for the Week. I'm Elizabeth Horeb, co-host of Connections Radio, and today I'll be letting you in on a couple of fantastic arts events in the area this weekend and next. Don't miss a rare opportunity to see the final words of Shakespeare, wrote for the stage. The Two Noble Kinsmen by William Shakespeare and John Fletcher. In a city at the peak of its power, the inseparable bond between two soldiers takes on cosmic implications as their love fractures and their fates fall into the hands of the gods. Experience Shakespeare's lost masterpiece, a triumphant collaboration that combines the fast-paced flair of Fletcher's greatest works with a fearless, haunting poetry of Shakespeare at his zenith. There will be performances starting tonight, March 8th, through March 16th at the Coles on Hennepin. Tickets are on a sliding scale of $12 to $22. A limited number of $5 economic accessible tickets are available to every performance, and Sunday, March 10th is the Pay What You Will performance. Go to www.kohlscenter.org to purchase your tickets today. And that's Kohl's as in C-O-W-L-E-S.
There's an event next weekend that I want y'all to know about ahead of time so you can reserve your tickets. Crockpot Theater is a collection of new works created by a team of artists, dancers, illustrators, actors, and writers. Over 6 weeks, they take three common ingredients and cook up something incredible. Performances are March 15th and 16th at the Phoenix Theater. Visual art will be on display at the Phoenix Theater Gallery starting next week, too. Ticket prices are on a sliding scale from $15 to $25. To purchase tickets, find out more about Crockpot Theater and this year's amazing group of artists, and to learn how you can support delicious new works, visit www.crockpottheater.com. And that's theater with an R-E. You can also find them on Facebook and Instagram with the handle at Crockpot Theater. That's Art Beat for the week. I'm Elizabeth Horob, co-host of Connections Radio Show, airing live Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
This March, celebrate the end of winter with Standard Heating and Air Conditioning's Spring is in the Air sale. You can get a brand new air conditioner for under $2,900 when you buy and install a premium furnace by March 31st. Whatever the weather is, you and your family can enjoy years of reliable and worry-free comfort, all for a very comfortable price. For details and more deals, go to standardheatingdeals.com. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, comfort you deserve.
I'm Steve Conklin.
And I'm Jake DeRoff.
We're the hosts of the Mortgage Talk Show, Sundays at 12:30.
Every week we bring you insights on home financing, discussing rates, programs, local and national news.
Whether you're buying your first home or your 100th home, we have tips and inside information to save you money and feel like a mortgage master.
Check us out for more information and email us any questions at mortgagetalkshow.com.
Tune in to the Mortgage Talk Show every Sunday at 12:30 on AM 950.
This is Matt, owner of Green Home Doctors. The cold, bitter winter is here, and it's imperative to have your home properly insulated. 40% of our carbon dioxide emissions come from buildings. With today's political environment in Washington, individuals feel out of control in making positive impacts on the environment. Now's the time for us to become empowered by making changes in our personal lives. Call today and take advantage of rebates from CenterPoint and Xcel Energy. To learn more about the savings, visit greenhomedr.com.
I'm Richard R.J. Escallon. This week on The Zero Hour, how our economic system shapes our families and our relationships. Where do we go with Medicare for All? And we'll have a first-person report on events in Venezuela. All this and more on The Zero Hour, every Sunday night from 9 till midnight on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Total Dog Company is the destination dog food and gear store on the west side of the Twin Cities with easy access off of 169. We have a growing group of loyal customers and increasing numbers of referrals from dog professionals and dog parents because we carry quality products, give sound advice, and are easy to do business with. Total Dog Company keeps up on the latest developments in dog nutrition and products. Find us in New Hope off of 169 at 9432 36th Avenue North and at TotalDogCompany.com.
I'm Nick Slavik, proprietor of the Nick Slavik Painting and Restoration Company. I've been a craftsman for more than 25 years. My company has been awarded more than 5 national awards for craftsmanship. You won't find somebody who loves their job more than me. I've devoted my life to my family, my craft, my business, and to the people who trust me with their projects. And I'm happier for doing it. Visit NICKSLAVIK.com to learn more.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Hunter Hawes. Tonight, rain with a low around 25. Friday, partly sunny with a high near 32. And Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 34.
Don't miss the Home Improvement and Design Expo this Sunday only at the Ames Arena in Lakeville. Featuring up to 150 home improvement companies, giveaways, and more. It's the Home Improvement and Design Expo this Sunday in Lakeville. See it all at expoguys.com. That's expoguys.com.
This is Jennifer Ogren, account executive at AM 950, and you're listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee?
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, Hunter Haas and Eric Nelson here today. Our phone number is 952-946-6205. But joining us right now, we got a very special guest from Washington, D.C., fellow Minnesota Progressive Repartee co-host Doug Padgett on the line. Doug, what's going on in D.C.?
Hey, Hunter, I was thinking about you today, buddy, and all the reparteers. Because I met with a couple of congresspeople from California, Katie Porter, Ted Lieu, but then also saw Angie Craig meeting tomorrow with Dean Phillips. But I was encouraged by our reparteers. I was standing on the corner of Constitution Avenue and whatever the cross street with the Capitol is.
Mm-hmm.
And they start blocking off the road. And the police are out, you know, and you think something's coming. And here comes Trump's motorcade going right to the Capitol to try to strong arm all the senators, you know, to vote against the prevention of his wall. Emergency declaration. And so we're standing right in the corner. And here comes his motorcade, just right by. I mean, I'm 3 feet from him, looks over and waves at me. And you know what I did?
What?
I didn't wave back. On behalf of all the rapporteurs,
Doug, you're so Minnesotan.
I am not one who doesn't want to be someone who waves back. Like, it's deep in me to wave back. But I looked him right in the face and kept my hands at my side and my phone out, so I got a little recording of it.
Nice.
But I was thinking about all the rapporteers and how, you know, sometimes we just gotta show up, and you just gotta stand there and face him down, even when he's just driving by waving at you. So
awesome.
I was watching you on the live stream on Facebook, and I was thinking about that story. Just wanted to let you all know that we're, you know, I'm so encouraged by the show and the rapporteers, and kept my hand in my pocket today.
Yeah, and you've had a busy, exciting trip out there. Yesterday, you were walking by the Manafort case, correct?
Yeah, there's a lot going on out here.
Yeah, it's a good time to be there.
Yeah, good time. Legislation's being passed. People are doing things. I'm about a block from the White House right now. Going to have a meeting with a congresswoman you might know. She goes by AOC.
Oh, wow.
With her in a little bit. And, I mean, it's really great. These people are excited about some of the work that's going on in the country. And you can feel it here. I know that back home, you know, it often feels like it's just sort of day by day and Washington's going crazy, you know, every day. But there's a good spirit in the air here in the city, at least.
Doug, you have to get a AOC bumper for the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. You just have to if you meet her.
I know. I'll see what I can do.
Oh, my God. That would be phenomenal.
We're here to encourage these folks and tell them we're on their side. We've got some plans we want to do with them with Vote Common Good. So, you know, we're trying to give and not take. But I'll see what we can do. I think that'd be really fun.
Yeah. Tell me, so you've been meeting with all of the people from the Vote Common Good tour. What's like a really impressive accomplishment that one of them has told you about, or just a good story that you've heard from one of the people that you helped win this seat for?
Yeah, well, you know, they've been, you know, they got sworn in the beginning of January, and they're just finding their feet. So a lot of them are just now putting forth their bills. 16 of the candidates that we supported won election, and now they're on committees. You know, they're all freshmen, of course, and but they're starting to put forth bills. And many of them, there's a couple of really great bills that have to do with both health care and the environment. And then Katie Porter she's on the banking subcommittee, and she's from California, I think the 45th Congressional District in California, and she's just doing a really great job of pressing forward on banking reform. And, you know, that's just such an important part of protecting our economic system. So, but there, you know, it's funny there. It's a power and political game out here. You know, you can see why congresspeople want to stay in office for a while, because the longer you're in office, the more, you know,
mm-hmm.
the more you learn and the more influence you have. So when they come in as freshmen, a lot of them still had their chairs and tables being delivered. It's March, whatever, 14th, and they don't even have full office furniture in all their offices yet. So it's, you know, they're really just getting their feet under them here.
Yeah, in fact, a friend of mine, who he works at IKEA, he delivered Dean Phillips' furniture to his Minnesota office like a week or two ago.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, it's just crazy. In fact, I brought this up on the show the other day. We were talking about if it's decided on what offices they get. And I got an answer to this one.
Oh, yeah?
So I'm going to ask Representative Phillips tomorrow about what his number is. The new freshmen are in a big, in their orientation, they're in a room, and there's a big velvet bag that gets passed around with numbers in it. And this year there were 72 numbers because there were 72 offices being switched. So they reach in the bag and pull out a number. And whatever number it is, that's the order in which they get to pick their offices. So if we're with one of them today, her number was 5, so she has a really great office. Other people, if you were like number 63 or 71, you just sort of get the offices on the 7th floor, sort of over in the corner, without great windows. So it's that's just sort of how it goes out here. All the freshmen get up; they just have to randomly pick, and they don't know what they're doing. You know, they're just all these people are new, and they've never been in this job before, and it's a lot of pressure and all. So, yeah, well, kind of a fascinating. It's just like any other work environment in some ways. You know, just a small little office, a bunch of people. Trying to figure out how to get their jobs done.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm glad you're out there doing it. How many more days do you have there?
I'm coming back tomorrow.
Tomorrow. So yep. Keep up the good work, get as much done as you can while you're there. It's been an exciting trip, and see if you can get any bumpers while you're there.
Yeah, I'm doing what I can on that front. It's, kind of got to be a little gentle with some of that.
But sure.
See what I can do.
All right, appreciate the call.
You don't even wave to people. You're a tough guy. Strong arm him, Doug.
You know, Eric, I'm glad you brought that up. I've picked up that reputation. I'm a guy that doesn't even wave back.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Yeah.
Someone told us.
Really sending a message. Mm-hmm. A friend said I should have given him the one-finger salute, if you know what I'm saying. But that's not really in my attitude either.
You're a pastor.
That's right. Could have been a blessing. It could have been a one-finger blessing I was giving him. All right. Hey, thanks, guys. Hey, doing a great job.
Yeah.
See you next week.
Thanks.
All right. Take care, Doug. Appreciate that call. We're going to take a break. But before we do that, I just want to say, if you enjoy hearing what me and Eric have to say on Thursdays, well, you get a second chance to do that now. We have a brand new show. It debuted last weekend. Saturdays at 7 p.m., tune in to Mission Accomplishers. As me and Eric, we got a podcast-broadcast hybrid. It's an hour-long, uninterrupted radio program of just the fellas.
Yeah, so, more opportunity for me to spread my doom and gloom, my asthma across the
airwaves. And he did on that debut episode. Oh, my God, what he brought up was so depressing. But, yeah, tune in. It's a podcast-broadcast hybrid. Literally the only one in the world. There is no other podcast and radio show in the world.
Yeah, let's go with that.
So we'll be right back on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. The broadcast doesn't count, by the way. We're the only one.
Hey, this is Rick Shiomi from Full Circle Theater Company, and I hope you can join us for Repartee. That's the Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
This is your daily legislative update on AM 950 with DFL House Majority Leader Ryan Winkler. Each day we'll check in with Ryan Winkler for a brief update and ask him about some of the big issues taking place at the state legislature.
Moving on to another issue, and this is something that I believe just got passed out of the House Labor Committee, and this is a proposal that would prevent wage theft. Now, looking at the surface, I would think, how could anyone possibly be against this? But it looks like the Minnesota Chamber of Commerce is against this proposal that would prevent wage theft. First off, can you explain what exactly this proposal is and why there might be some controversy with this?
Well, basically what we're trying to do is enforce the law and require businesses to do some more reporting and providing some additional enforcement tools for the Department of Labor and Industry. Basically, we have a system in Minnesota right now that is entirely or almost entirely voluntary and unchecked. So if we have only a few investigators at the state level to investigate wage and hour violations. the investigatory powers are limited by that agency. And the private sector, you know, private sector plaintiffs' lawyers to protect workers, you know, it's hard to bring a case for a low-wage worker who's lost $2,000 and bring that to court and win and have it be worth much. Mm-hmm. So we have a huge problem with a lack of enforcement. And, of course, when nobody's looking, some people are going to do exactly what they're supposed to. Most people will generally follow it, but a few are going to break the law. And what we're trying to do is make sure that there's always somebody looking at what these businesses are doing. And, frankly, the opposition from the Chamber of Commerce, I think, is just economic power. They just want to make sure that they have the power to do what they want with workers. And I think it's really going to be a challenge for state Republicans legislators to decide whether they're going to be on the side of workers who've been cheated or they want to be on the side of companies that don't care about the problem.
That was your legislative update on AM 950 with DFL House Majority Leader Ryan Winkler. Each day we'll check in with Ryan Winkler for a brief update and ask him about some of the big issues taking place at the state legislature.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
No matter what your taste, you'll find the music you're looking for at the Electric Fetus. Pick from rock, pop, international, roots music, and so much more on CD and vinyl. Or create your own compilation of favorites with the exclusive Mix and Burn CD station, only available at the Electric Fetus. Dust off your vinyl or just make some space by turning your unwanted music into cash. The used selection changes daily, so check out the new arrivals often. 2000 4th Avenue South in Minneapolis and online at efetus.com.
The fine folks at Common Good Books will help you find the perfect book for you or the book lover in your life. Find a huge selection from a locally owned and independent bookseller in the Twin Cities. They are always bringing in top authors from around the globe for special in-store events. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Find Common Good Books at 38 South Snelling Avenue in St. Paul or shop online at commongoodbooks.com.
An info warrior and ignore everything these Soros puppets say. Hunter, Doug, and Brett spread Obama, globalist, Antifa propaganda. Ignore everything you hear on the Minnesota Progressive Liberty.
Indeed, that's friend of the show, Alex Jones, doing a bumper. Hopefully we get some cool bumpers from Doug out in D.C.
Yeah, you know what I was thinking? I can probably just cut and copy a lot of audio files. Yeah. Make ourselves a bumper. Huh? I don't know if that's legal or not.
Yeah. Well, you're a producer. Copy that stuff. Yeah. Let's get some cool stuff.
We're public figures.
Mm-hmm. And tomorrow for the Minnesota Progressive Repartee, we have a special edition that's going to start taking place every Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. It's Mueller Time, hosted by Richard Painter, the man himself. Tomorrow I'll be co-hosting with Richard, but we'll be going over the Mueller report, the impeachment of Trump, and just all the things involved with the collusion, the special counsel, from the expert himself, Richard Painter. So I'm thrilled to be doing that. But this is something that will be going on every Friday moving forward. So it's cool. Richard Painter's got a show here on the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. It's Mueller time. And also, yesterday was Moms Demand Action Lobby Day at the state capitol. And I wasn't able to make it this year. I attended last year, but Lobby Day is probably the biggest lobbying push at the Minnesota state capitol. The Moms Demand Action organization is just so well run and organized, and they put this event on so properly. They train everyone to speak to their reps before they get there, and they schedule meetings with every single representative to meet in their office and talk about gun reform here in the state of Minnesota and getting some common sense gun regulation on the books here. But Lobby Day is really the event I've been most impressed by, just their ability to organize and get things done. Even at opening day at the state capitol this year, I was down there, and majority of the people there were in Moms Demand Action t-shirts. So the first day all these newcomers showed up to their chambers, they were greeted by this huge front of people demanding common sense gun laws. So the group is very impressive. I'm sorry I wasn't able to make it this year, but good work for all that attended. I know a lot of you out there were there. But yeah, that's always an important day at the state capitol here. We got 2 minutes. Let's see, let's do this story. So there's an article from Smart Politics to primary Ilhan Omar. So DFLer Ilhan Omar got out of the gates lately, notching the third largest percent of voters in the newly elected Minnesota representatives since the statehood. However, there is a movement to organize both a primary challenger and a liberal Republican challenger to get her out of the seat. It doesn't make clear who exactly. I mean, there's a couple names, but they're not names that I know. But
when is her election coming back up?
In 2020.
Okay.
They're saying that she's been a disgrace to the office and all these things. She's too radical.
Who's proposing this?
There's a few different people banding together, mostly like a prominent, like a former United States senator for the Republicans, a couple of these freedom groups. But they believe that she's vulnerable and they'll be able to primary her, but it's not going to be the case.
Yeah. I hear is support from most of her base.
Absolutely. And then, I mean, this is Keith Ellison's former seat. We need someone like Ilhan Omar in this seat. Go ahead and try. I've seen Ilhan Omar overcome so many challenges in that the movie, the Time for Ilhan, it showed her very first election and winning the state representative and how she was such a long shot underdog and made it happen with so many things in her way. And then became so popular that she was able to pick up Keith Ellison's seat without that much resistance. So go ahead and try. Ilhan's not going anywhere. But we are. We're out for today. See you later. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. This is the end of our program, or the Departee. You can listen to our show anytime at am950radio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.